Welcome to the Good Mood Show. This is our midweek pick-me-up. This is the Good Mood Boost, where experts send in their number one tip on how to feel good. And I listen live with you so that I learn how to feel good just like you learn, because I'm so passionate about this topic. Excited for you to hear today's show. Today, we're going to hear from Dr. Tracy Johnson. She calls herself the heart communicator. She has a doctorate degree in philosophy, and she's a life coach. So let's hear what Dr. Tracy has to say about feeling good.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Tracy J. Johnson, and I am a practitioner of the heart. I am known as the heart communicator. Open your heart to receive love from the inside out, because if you don't go within, you go without. So often we look for love in all the wrong places, and I used to be guilty of that until one day I got tired of going through emotional pain as a result of failed relationships, looking for love in all the wrong places, my heart being broken open. I call it broken open because so often we describe our emotional pain as our heart being broken. But I would say that your heart has been broken open so that the treasure that's within your earthen vessel can come forth, so that you can experience all that you are and were created to be. Because everything that we experience it in and through our hearts. I remember one day, as I may mention, when I got sick and tired of going through emotional pain, I prayed and I asked God, God, please show me love. And if you show me love, I will promise you, I promise you, I will share it with the world. Whenever I go to sleep, if I have an unspoken question on my heart, before I become fully awake, I hear this awesome answer and guidance from within. And I remember saying, what is love really? What is love really? Before I went to sleep, that was the question on my heart. And when I woke up that morning, I heard loud and clear that love is all there is. It is the creative force which gives life to everything and everyone. It is expressed in many different ways, but to the degree in which your heart is open to allow love from the inside out will be the degree in which you experience it and have the capacity to express it. When I received that message that morning, I was so excited and my life was changed forever. Because again, the message that I received was the fact that love is your creative power to it's not about emotion. It's the power that creates your reality. It's the power that you experience from within in terms of your peace, your joy, your passion, your purpose, and everything that you would intend to experience on your life journey. But your heart has to be open to receive and experience that love from the inside out. So one of the things that I share on to assist my clients and those that I serve on their journey is to help them to clear the emotional blocks that's keeping them from experiencing all that they are and were created to be. Whenever your heart is filled with emotional blocks, it blocks your experience. So often we think that when we create a wall over our heart, that we are protecting our heart and we're keeping ourselves from experiencing the emotional pain, but that is not true. You have to have a heart that is open so that the experience can flow in and through your heart. Because so when we have emotional blocks that is in trying to protect our heart, what we're doing, we're not protecting our heart. We're actually walling up the pain, and the pain is being held within our hearts. But we just have to open our hearts to receive and experience the power of unconditional love from within. So one of the things that I will share in terms of providing wisdom is the four steps to shifting into unconditional love. When you're experiencing emotional pain, there's a way for you to experience all that you are desiring in that moment that is out of alignment with what you're experiencing when it concerns the pain in your heart. So I look forward to being able to share the wisdom that has been given to me in terms of shifting into unconditional love. And one of the ways in which you can reach me is through my website, is openheartworld.com. And when you visit the website, there is a pop-up where you can receive a love note from your heart. And whenever you put your information in, I will send you that love note so that you can experience a love and a message from your heart, from my heart to your heart. And I will send you the four steps to shifting in unconditional love so that you can experience the love from the inside out. Because again, if you don't go within, you go without. Thank you.
Dr. Tracy, bring in the heat. I absolutely love the emotion of love. And the way she describes our hearts being broken, and not that they're broken and shattered, but that they're broken open so that we can find the treasures inside. That has exactly been my experience with how our hearts break, that they don't break, they break open. And if we allow it, if we don't put up those walls to protect ourselves, if we allow ourselves to look inside of our heart when it is broken and see the treasures before we cover it back up, we can know love in a deeper way. The other thing that she said, I just got shivers. She said she was so distraught that she was just praying to God. And she said, God, what is love? And I've always said this, when you say a prayer sincerely and you're looking not for external things, but you're looking for understanding, God always answers that prayer. And she woke up the next morning with the answer in her mind and on her heart. And the answer was, God is all that is, or love is all that is. And I said, God and love, I think they're synonymous. Because love, she said, is the creative power. And that's what we call God. So if everything is love, and I know this could be a challenging concept because there is pain out there. We talk at the Good Mood Show all about these bad moods. But if everything is love and everything is guided by love, and that's a truth, and I fully know that it is a truth, then that means there's really nothing to fear. So anything that appears bad, that feels bad, is really just a temporary thing that maybe is off course from the love that is behind it. On my computer screen, I have a saying, and it says, absolutely everything is working out in the most loving way possible. So when I think that it's not, this is why this is my computer screensaver, I go back to that saying, and I know everything is being guided by love. The things that hurt right now are probably not the thing that hurts. It's probably my perspective of it. So anytime something challenging is happening to you, if you do as Dr. Tracy had recommended, and you pray for higher understanding, the prayer could sound like this. God, I don't understand. This hurts so much right now. Please give me your eyes. Let me see the love in this situation. Help me see this from a higher understanding. I am ready. I'm ready to give up my stake that I'm right and that person's wrong. I'm ready to see it from your perspective. Can you please show me? If you mean it, you will see how this too is guided by love. Beautiful conversation today. Unconditional love is a ridiculously high mood. To have unconditional love means that we have to love every single person, the monster, the person that just does the most atrocious things. How could we love unconditionally all things? Well, I'm not there. I aspire to be that. I don't know. I don't even know that I aspire to be that. Yeah, I'm just not ready for it. You know, I'm not ready to love the monster. I'm going to love everybody, maybe still not condone the monster. So I'm not quite ready for this concept of unconditional, absolute unconditional love. But from all of my studies about the path of enlightenment, the understanding that everything is guided by love and unconditionally loving all things as they are is the path. So if you're interested in that, there's some wonderful books, anything written by David Hawkins, especially his book, Loving Go or Letting Go, is a really good, it can give you a really good understanding of what unconditional love is all about. Y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's Good Mood Boost. Anytime I get to talk about how love is the foundation of everything, I get excited about it because it is, it's a universal truth and a hard one to always remember. Okay, guys, we'll see you later.